The, I think, review, or are we, are they two separate meetings?
Ready to commission meeting today, would you join with us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I said welcome to the commission meeting, but it's actually, I need a motion to, for us to go into the Board of Adjustments meeting.
I'll make a motion that we go into the Board of Adjustments meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's, and then also where this is, I guess it doesn't have to, does it? Doesn't have anything to do with the RDA. Okay, so we've got a motion and a second to go into the Board of Adjustment meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so we are in the Board of Adjustment meeting, and in the discussion and consideration of variance request by Lee Schultz, right?
Correct.
Would you bring forward the information?
Mr. Schultz has property at 90 East Elkhorn Lane. He's got it as Dutch Shamba, I think that's considered Greendale. His property is at the end of the Pines subdivision, but it's not part of the Pines. It's part of the Pines HOA. He has to abide by those, but it wasn't, these lots weren't subdivided as part of that. They were subdivided, I guess, years ago by Meets and Bounds, and at the time, I guess, I don't know what the zones were then or if it was even zoned, but according to our zone map, these five lots out there are still in MU40, which in the MU40 is required 60-foot setbacks on all sides. His lot is only, it's less than an acre wide, so he has proposed, this is what he wants to build, that's his lot, and this is a map of all the lots around it and the other properties around it. So it's these five lots here that are still in MU40, and two of these lots have old homes
I've seen, that's
that
okay.
were built in the 60s and 70s, so I'm sure there was no ordinances at that time requiring zones. So I tried to see maybe what their setbacks were, but there's nothing on it. So he's the very end lot. This is all Forest Service around him, Maxon LLC property here, and then he is in the process of buying the lot next to him. So, and he says, this guy has agreed, the neighbor next to him, they've agreed to kind of keep this an open lot. So the variance, I don't think nothing will probably ever happen here in the Forest Service. If anything, you know, Max is here, but it's all ag land right now. They farm that.
Now, I didn't remember how far does it sit back from this side where that private property is?
Well, the property line right there.
Yeah,
this
right.
is what he's proposing.
So it's.
Yeah.
38 feet instead.
Yeah. So that's what he wants to build. And with the really nice home that he wants to build, he can't meet 60-foot setbacks on it. Yeah.
And what are the setbacks in the Pines HOA on those other typical lots?
They have their own PUD, and if I remember right, they're, I want to say 30 on the front and 12 on the side and rear. So he would more than meet.
He's well in them.
Yeah. You know. If I'm recalling that right, reading it. So that's what he would like. He would like to have the setbacks, the 60-foot, not have to meet those and be able to build in.
And what are the other setbacks for that size of a lot if it were zoned?
If it was in the MU40 that it's zoned? 60?
No, in the if it had been zoned more...
If it would have went along with the Pines, I'd have to go look for sure, but if memory serves me right, it's 30 on the front and 12 on the side and rears. They've set their own setbacks.
So they're well within.
He's well within that.
That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
So this is, I won't think of their names.
This Lee Schultz?
Yeah, but the lots along the way.
These?
Yeah.
The other five, I can't remember the names either. I want to, they call it can't remember what they call it either. They have a name for these. The guy owns these two. And he's in the process of buying this lot. And this is the lot we're talking about. And these are the arounding Forest Service and Maxon. This is all Forest Service land on basically the two sides of him, Maxon here, and he's buying that lot.
I think it's done now.
Has he bought it?
We received a payment the other day.
So
bought it from who? Tax sale?
No, just the previous owner.
Yeah. So that's what he's asking.
Okay.
Do you have any questions? Did you want to see the actual application that he said?
Just by looking at it and.
Little Dodge City,
that's what it's called.
And the Spackmans have owned those.
That's the one that he bought.
The name I was trying to think of.
He bought one of the Spackmans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bought the one.
But he already owns this one.
This is his, yeah. He's owned it for a while, I guess.
And where will the setback be applied? I couldn't tell that on the picture.
This is what he's...
Relative to this.
This is what he's asking for.
So that's his lot?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the road?
The road runs here along the front like this one. And I guess they've abandoned this part of this section of the road right here.
Well, it just hasn't been traveled or maintained.
Yeah, it's been part of the HOA. So I can't remember the specifics of that. But basically the driveway comes up along here.
And he goes in?
He goes in, yeah, here somewhere, I'm sure.
Is there a home on this one already?
No. That's what he wants to build, is a home. This one.
On this one. On and this he's going to be up against this lot that he's purchasing?
No.
He'll be 40 feet, 8 inches from the lot he's purchasing. He'll be 38 feet from this front line.
He just can't meet the 60 foot.
He can't meet the 60 based on what he wants to build. There's no way. Even if he adjusted the home.
Or combined the lots.
He'd still be off on the front and the back.
And the back. I don't have a problem with going forward with allowing
for it. An end lot, and probably should have been when we did the zoning map. We just didn't catch these lots. We're still out in MU40. Probably should have maybe rezoned it when that was done. But
and I would recommend that that be appropriate down the trail anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd entertain a motion if you feel that way, Jack.
Here's a result from the web.
Thank you.
Is the web making my motion?
I don't know. Do you want me to ask him?
Well, if he still meets all five.
So they're always listening.
Do you feel like he meets those requirements? From my position, I think that he does. But it seems like it to me. He's got... It would not allow him to build, so that would be the unreasonable hardship. Most of the other properties in the 40 zone are
there's two small. Out there, yeah, that have homes already in years past.
He can't really enjoy his property if he can't build his home on it. Doesn't affect the general plan or the public interest at all. And the spirit of the ordinance is still reserved, so... I don't see an issue. If you guys feel more granted, I think it fits.
So I will make a motion under the circumstances that were just spoken of between the attorney and the other commissioner to go ahead and accept or approve as a Board of Adjustments application for variance by Lee Schultz on lot number. Is it on anything?
I have a property tax number. That should make a motion.
Well, Which is he applying it to, though?
The very end one, that kind of funny-shaped one, that one.
So, 94. So it'll be serial number 090-5. And lot property tax ID is 02-0021-0094. So that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the variance for Lee Schultz on the lot stated with the tax number so stated that's in the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. That being all the that's necessary in the Board of Adjustment, I'd allow for a
motion to adjourn the Board of Adjustment meeting and go back into commission meeting.
You make that.
I don't know that we ever were in commission yet, so.
So now,
okay, to adjourn.
We're out of the Board of Adjustment meeting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
So now, did you shut that off? And